to get over here, then you got to get the blood to block. But if you keep playing games and acting like iniquity is okay, God doesn't care if I'm smoking, God doesn't care. No, you know what? He does care. It grieves his heart. But you don't realize what you're missing. You don't realize what Satan's setting you up for. And it's a shame so many Christians have to be on their deathbed not understanding God because they wouldn't allow the blood. They wouldn't allow the blood to stop iniquity. There's not a person in this room, not one person in this room, that the blood of Christ will not put a permanent blockage between your past and your future. Not a person. And you got to get past the lies of iniquity that you like your sin because Satan has you so dependent upon it. We got a powerful tape on addiction. Anyone in here who's fighting addiction, you can ask. Paul called and Thad had commented on it. And we've had at least three or four people say, man, that tape, that revelation about addiction being in your physical body, and therefore you have to get it actually healed and delivered from it. It totally took away all that constant battling that I went through, even when I wasn't given into the sin. And there's that freedom. You know what it was? They stopped that iniquity. We didn't know what we were doing. But we stopped that iniquity that had been so strong in your life and in your stream that it was able to actually get in and affect the pleasure centers of your mind. You said, nope, no more devils in the pleasure centers of my mind. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Look how God orchestrated what I'm saying. If you're like, well, she didn't get to it. You know what? I probably won't get into one night. You know why? Because I want you to get this, okay? This is going to be a teaching that's going to take a couple Tuesday nights. Let's stop iniquity so that when you get in your groups, people will have understanding of it and they'll say, oh, that's coming from iniquity. That doubt, that unbelief, oh, that's from iniquity. And it won't anymore be, oh, that's a sin. Yeah, it's a sin when you agree with it. We've dealt with the sins. You know what I mean? We've dealt with sin. We've dealt with sin. What's sin? Sin is the fruit or the agreement with iniquity. But we've never really understood iniquity. We've touched it when we did the generational curse stuff. You know what I mean? But you got to get the light bulb on to go after it. This is a big light bulb. This is like an overhead light. We're going to learn. However long it takes, we're going to learn to take the blood to the iniquity. You're going to learn in your groups to take the blood to the iniquity. We're going to look at the scriptures about disease that come because of iniquity. And we're going to go and we're going to stop the iniquity. And we're going to believe it. Do you see what I'm saying? There's lots of scriptures. Let's not have to start with that. What we're going to do, though, is we're going to be led by the Spirit. And this is something He's really wanting us to get. I want you to get it this week. I want you to see iniquity this week. Well, how will you see it? You'll get a craving to do something you're not supposed to do. I want you, even if you give into it, I'm not asking you to give into it, but some of you are too weak in who you are in Christ not to give into it. And for those who are too weak not to give into it, I'm not saying you absolutely couldn't lock yourself in a room and not give into it, and that would probably be a good idea if you could do it. But don't come under condemnation when you're starting to get free. Do you see what I'm saying? But at least when that thing overtakes you, recognize that it's not you, it's iniquity. All right? Can you see that? It's like God's letting us separate iniquity that comes through our spiritual inheritance, so to speak. He's letting us separate it from who we are in Christ. Because as long as you think it's really you and there's no way out, guess what? There's no way out. Let's say you have a cussing problem. And you say, I'm not going to cuss, I'm not going to cuss. And then you cuss. All right? Not that any of y'all have this at all. But if I'm just giving little random examples. Okay. When you see that random cussing coming out of your mouth, instead of going, oh, condemned, I'll never change, there's no hope for me, I'm so horrible, I want you this time to stop and say, oh, wait a minute. That's it. That's iniquity. That's something that's come up from generation to generation. That's something of wickedness and lawlessness that's attacked my family. Do you see what I'm saying? And don't think it's you. Don't think it's you. You have to separate yourself from iniquity. Is everybody getting this? Let's say that you have a problem like ADD, which is just a dirty devil, you know, okay? Instead of thinking this is how God made me, this is just how I am, when that ADD thing makes you all hyper and you can't sit still or whatever it does to you, I want you to separate it from you and realize this is iniquity. This is iniquity attacking my mind. This is iniquity trying to help me not concentrate. This is iniquity wanting me to lose my job. This is iniquity, and Christ came to destroy iniquity. Do you see what I'm saying? And all you have to say is, I recognize it, God. You're going to take this by your blood. I've tried to stop it. Medicine's tried to stop it. Everything's tried to stop it. Nothing can really do it except the blood of Jesus. It's a free gift. He came to set you free from everything Satan has done in your family's line that's just flowing in the stream of who you are. It's like he came to put the dam there and make a new creation in Christ Jesus. New creation in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. You want to be able to go back and say, man, everyone here can think of probably little areas where you allowed God to put that dam. And things have changed. But he wants to put the dam across every area of your life that's not about him, that he didn't bring new life. He wants you to be a new creation. He wants to put that dam right there and block up sickness, block up self-rejection, block up being judgmental and critical, block up just everything, addiction. Let me find at least one scripture to tell us that he's going to do that. Okay, here's the big one. And you know what? This is one our scripture is really, Isaiah 53, 5 through 11. And we've preached this, but let's look at it with this understanding tonight. This is where the roadblock comes. I think Isaiah 53, 1. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? And tonight I want everybody to say, me. I'm believing the Lord's report. It's being revealed to me. Amen. For he comes up before him as a tender plant. Isaiah 53, 1. He comes up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He has no form, it's talking about Christ, nor magnificence that we should see him, nor form that we should desire him. In other words, Jesus Christ looked like a normal person. In other words, he was truly man. Okay, he is despised and abandoned of men, a man of pain, acquainted with sickness. As it were, hiding our faces from him, he being despised, we did not value him. He wasn't valued. He had no worth. These sounds like all the things we have on tape, doesn't it? Surely, because he went through all these things, and see, he did not have iniquity. He chose to let these things touch him so he could take them himself. He didn't have to step in that stream to block this from you. And when he went on the cross, he stepped into humanity. He stepped into the filth of humanity and what Satan had done with iniquity. He stepped, think of it this way. It's like you see this stream of filth, perversion, sexual addiction, alcohol, abuse, violence, hatred, bitterness, disease, cancer, AIDS, hepatitis. You're sitting there and it's the worst looking stream you've ever seen. It's water you would never jump in. And because of the fall of Adam, we are born into that stream. We are born into iniquity. We'll see, David says that. We were born in that water. We were born in that Dead Sea. We were born in that sea. Do you see it? You were born in it. Jesus wasn't. because God the Father was his father. There was no sin in him. But he saw it. And he knew that he was the only way to stop the filthy flow. And it would cost him his life. He had to become one with it. Because when he became one with it, think of it as he jumped right in for you. And then he stood there and he dammed it up because of his righteousness. And then all of a sudden, it had to stop flowing for those who would go through him. So we're on this side. Here's Christ. 2,000 years ago, he stood in the stream or the river or the whatever you want to call it, this flowing thing of filth called iniquity. And he jumped in freely. We were born in here, dying in it. All kinds of hurt, perversion, everything about it making you feel horrible about yourself. He jumped in there and he stopped it. And the only way to stop it in your own life is to go from that stream through the blood of Christ, right through the Lord, into living waters, into clear waters, into waters where there's no filth, where there's no perversion, where there's no wrong attitudes, where there's no, isn't that nice? Cleansing waters. You had to go through him to get in. And what happened when you go through him, he's like this filter that iniquity can't get through because he's not in agreement with it. He's not one with it. He is a foreign object that's blocking it because he's more powerful than the iniquity. But he had to become one with the iniquity, which is what he did on the cross, so that we could go through him and become righteous. Surely he has borne our sickness. Where'd he do it? Right there, on that cross. Carried our pain. Yet we esteemed him plagued, smitten by God, afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his wounds, we ourselves are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have each one turned to his own way. In other words, we're floundering around in that horrible stream of iniquity. And Jehovah made meet in him the iniquity of us all. In other words, Jesus jumped in. And God the Father had all iniquity for all time become one with Christ. That it stops there. But he had to feel it. He had to take it on. He had to have every devil that's bothering you come upon him, that you could go through him. It's like a filter. Think of it like a filter. So to leave all the debris behind and only have what Christ really made, the image of God that you really are, it has to go through Christ to get all the horrible decay from a fallen world out of your spirit, out of your heart, to set you free. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, but he did not open his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter. He did not open his mouth. He was taken from prison, from justice. And who shall consider his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. He went to hell for us. From the transgressions of my people, the stroke was to him. And the Father appointed him his grave with the wicked. And he was with a rich man in his death, though he had done no violence, deceit was not in his mouth, but Jehovah pleased to crush him to make him sick, so that if he should put his soul as a guilt offering, he should see his seed, which is us, he shall prolong his days, and the will of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul, he shall be fully satisfied. By his knowledge the righteous one, my servant, Jesus, shall justify many, and he shall bear their iniquities. He took our iniquities. He took these things. It's almost when you still hang on to your iniquity and have ownership of it, then you're actually saying Jesus came and he paid the price, a horrible price, that he could stop that iniquity from touching you. And he had to become one with that gross thing that you're doing. But by doing that, he actually made a way that if you go through him, the filter, you never had to be a part of that again. And yet some of you try to go through Christ, but take your garbage with you. That's why you can't enter the kingdom. You can't enter in taking that junk with you. That's why heaven won't have transgressors in it, because it can't come into the kingdom. And Jesus made a way for us to get into the kingdom again. He made a way for us who could not get in the kingdom because of iniquities. Do you see what I'm saying? Because of this sin, because of this wickedness that's been around since Adam and Eve fell, because of that, we could not get into the kingdom. He became the door to the kingdom. He became the filter. You can come in because I took all this so I can filter it out. Okay? So is there anyone in this room who thinks they have to keep their iniquities? Is there anyone in this room who doesn't understand what an iniquity is? There's lots of other scriptures with the same kind of thing. I'm not going to go over all these. I really encourage you to look up some of them. Let's look at this really quick. Isaiah 65:7.